I'm thankful this morning that because Jesus Christ is risen, our hope is alive. And I am thankful that we serve a living Lord. We serve a God that is alive and well. He is a miracle-working Father. He is a caring Father. And He is indeed a high priest that is touched with the feelings of your infirmities and my infirmities. And because He defeated death and the grave, this morning we have a living hope in Jesus Christ. He's more than a story to us. He's more than words on a page. He's more than a good idea. But Jesus Christ is a reality today that is extending His hand to every single person whosoever will, that would come and outstretch your hand that you might join hands with Jesus, that He might help us in the most troubled areas of our life and give us life. I'd like to consider a story this morning in the second chapter of Joshua. And the second, we'll start in the second verse. This was the story of when Joshua had sent out spies to spy out Jericho. And if you remember, he sent first a couple of spies. And those spies went out to spy out Jericho, and they went to the house of Rahab. And the king found out about that. He knew that these two men had gone to Rahab's house. And the second verse said, "It was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country." And so the king of Jericho sent people to Rahab's house to try to get these men. And you know the story. When they got to her house, Rahab told the man, he said, "Oh, well, they've left, they've gone, and if you'll hurry up and chase after them, maybe you'll find them, and hurry up, be gone, go get them." And so they believed her, and they took off and went after the spies. Well, in the meantime, she took the men, and she took them upstairs, and she hid them. And in the ninth verse, I'd like to pick up there, after she got rid of the men that were looking for the spies, she went up to them and she said unto the men, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water out of the Red Sea for you, when ye came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." And I'd like one more time, just to emphasize it, like to read the first part of this 11th verse. She said, "As soon as we heard these things," she was an inhabitant of Jericho. She was of the people of Jericho. They looked out and saw what the Israelites were doing, how they were overcoming, how they were defeating, how the Red Sea had been parted, how that they had defeated the kings. And she said, "As soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt within us, and there didn't remain within us any more courage because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." And I wonder today, have you ever experienced a melted heart? Have you ever experienced a lack of courage when you recognize your great need before the God in heaven? Perhaps there has been a specific, particular need in your life that you have considered. And in light of standing before the Almighty God in heaven, who is above all, did you ever feel despair? Have you ever felt your courage go away because you knew you didn't have within you what you needed to stand before God in heaven? Haven't we probably all been there? You may believe that you have made a mess out of your life. There may be places in our lives today that seem to have control over our victory, that seem to cast a shadow over that place in our heart that we would like to be light. Sometimes we can be overcome with addictions. We can be overcome with hurts. Sorrow can grip our hearts. Failure, discouragement, those sins that may so easily beset us. And those things can have a way of pressing in on our life and discouraging us. These are real items, folks, that Christians face. These are things that Christians, that people of God face in their life. We face hurt. We face failure. We face discouragement. We face ourselves. We face those things that are bigger than we are. And I feel like that many times the enemy tries to take advantage of those things and tries to define us with those things. But the message that I bring to you today is that there is yet hope in Jesus Christ. The enemy was defeated at the cross. The enemy was defeated again at the tomb. When that stone was rolled back and the tomb was empty and Jesus Christ was a risen Lord and not there anymore. Jesus Christ did that for us. He has given us Jericho. The Lord has given you much land to possess. And I believe today that the Lord wants us to go and possess the land that He has for us. The Lord does not want to have died in vain. But the Lord wants us to have faith and belief in Him and come before Him with the trouble that we have in life and put in for the victory that He has paid for at the cross. Victory that we think no longer is available to us as people. I feel like sometimes that too often we focus on the walls. We focus on the walls of Jericho versus the victory that the Lord has already promised us. The Lord told the people, that city is your city to have. You remember He told them, I've given you this city. And yet there were those that got so fixated by the walls that were around the city that it was easy for their hearts to fail them. I believe too often today, folks, that we get fixated on the great stone that has been rolled in front of the tomb. Those places in our lives that we feel like perhaps a place has died in our life. And it has been tucked away in a tomb somewhere. And we believe that there is no longer hope for life anymore in that area. And I feel like that sometimes that the enemy takes advantage of us because we come to services like this. It's Easter morning. And it can be easy for us to feel like that we have to create some sort of emotion or feeling because it's Easter and it's a recognized day. I want to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ has already made something of this day. Jesus Christ has already done something special in this day and has given us hope and life in the resurrection day. And so many times we come, and I believe that maybe we hear of the hope that is for us in life and that thing that we struggle with as Christians, as those that maybe are away from God, those that maybe have failed repeatedly. That sin that does so easily beset us that can get us down. Or those mountains that we face in life that are so much bigger than we are. Waters that looks like we have to cross that are so much deeper than we are. And we wonder, how can we face life with these things? Is there yet hope for me? And we come to services like this, and we begin to hear a gospel message about the hope that Jesus brings. And sometimes I think that we can begin to feel a flicker of encouragement, and we begin to think, well, maybe there is hope for me. And then all of a sudden the enemy brings to our mind the great stone that is rolled in front of the tomb and how that is sealed, and the stone is bigger than we are, and we can't possibly be able to have victory over whatever it was that may have died in our hearts. Or that is something that is so much bigger than we are that we feel like we have failed and there's no redemption. And I think that the enemy many, many times when we come and we hear the gospel truth and God wants to say, whosoever will, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And we begin to have hope. And then all the reasons begin to flood in why it doesn't apply to me. Well, there's a stone. It's too big. All the reasons why there's no way possible for us to be able to have victory in that area of our life that is stealing the peace and the joy that God wants for you. I want to say this morning that regardless of where you are, regardless of the failures that may have be part of the story of your life, regardless of the disappointments, regardless of the hurts, regardless of the things that are bigger than you are that you feel like there is no way for you to overcome, Jesus Christ came to bring you life and a resurrection story in those areas. And there is no tombstone that is large enough to be put in front of that area that you feel like perhaps you have died to in the past, but that God isn't able to come and roll the stone away and give you victory in that area of life. Recall this morning the Marys that went to the tomb. They got up early in the morning and they wanted to see Jesus. Oh, their hearts hurt. And they wanted to go and do whatever they could for their friend and their master. And that on their way, one of them said to the other, but how are we going to get to him? Because there's a stone that's rolled across the grave and the stone is too great. But they pressed on. They went on. They didn't give up. They didn't go back home and say, well, we would like to see Jesus, but we're not strong enough to see Jesus. We're not able to move the stone away. We want to see Him. We have all of the right desires. And we know that He would like us to come. But there's no possible way that we can get to Him because of all of these reasons that are bigger than we are. They could have done that. But they didn't. They kept pressing on. They kept pushing to where they knew that Jesus was. And the Scripture tells us that when they got to the tomb, the stone was already rolled away. Not by man, but by God. Because God was in control of this thing. And God had a plan for Jesus Christ to be raised up from the dead, to come and give life to a people that had before experienced death and had no possible way to have victory in their lives on their own. So God went before those that pursued and sought Jesus, and He rolled the stone away on His own that they might be able to have an experience, an ongoing relationship with Jesus Christ. And today I want to encourage you with this thought that Jesus Christ wants to roll away the stone that is in front of the tomb that may house the very things that you feel like you are in bondage to. Perhaps you suffer from discouragement. Perhaps you suffer from hurt or loss or grief or sin or things in your life that are bigger than you are. Jesus Christ is more than a story. He is more than words on a page. Jesus Christ came to do something real for you. He came to do something for those that were willing to come and pursue Him and open up their hearts and say, Lord God in heaven, have mercy on me, and do whatever was required to go closer to where you know that He is, even though you're not sure how you're ever going to get there. And it seems like there's stones and obstacles and things that are in the way of you getting to Jesus. Thank God today that if we will pursue Jesus, if we will draw close to Him, the Scripture says He will draw close to us. Let us go with courage and praise for the things that God has done for us, the things that He will do for us. The Lord this morning wants to take a part of your life that is dead and that is in trouble and that is hurt, and He wants to turn it into a resurrection story for you. I believe there's people here this morning. Perhaps every person here this morning has a need in your life that you struggled with, that dogs you, that just seems to follow after you and nip at our heels and chip away at the peace that God wants us to have. And I believe this morning that Jesus Christ wants to do something special for us. Let's be encouraged. Let's approach Him with thanksgiving for what He'll do for us. I think about Jehoshaphat. I feel like we all can relate to Jehoshaphat, who looked out there and saw an army coming his way with numbers that were greater than what he had. And he came before the Lord and he said, "Their numbers, they're greater than we are." And the Lord said, "Don't be dismayed. This battle is mine. I will fight this battle for you. Be still and know that I am God." And He told them to go out there and face the battle. Didn't tell them to go in the corner. Didn't tell them to go give up. He told them, go out there, face the enemy, and I will do the fighting for you. And when they went out in their weakness, in their diminished state, with numbers that were less than the numbers that they were facing, when they began to praise God, when they began to thank Him, the Lord sent ambushments against the enemy and did a work that they were not able to do. When the people went against Jericho and they saw the walls that were greater than what they could do anything about, but they obeyed the Lord. When they began to praise and thank the Lord, the walls came down. May we be encouraged today to praise the Lord. Let's come before His presence with thanksgiving, even in our weakness, that the Lord would do something for us. I believe there is hope, there is victory that the Lord wants us to claim this morning that people have given up on. Let's not give up on the Lord. God is still alive. God is still on His throne. He's still working. He is still a God of power. He's the same God of yesterday and today and forever. And I know that as people in a troubled world, we have trouble in our lives. And the Lord has the answer for us. He has the answer for you. He wants to do something personal for you. He wants to lift you up from that place that pulls you down and set your feet on solid ground and put a different song in your heart. I don't want to go through life today and miss out on the blessings that God has for me because of a lack of faith. I think of that scripture in the 4th chapter of Hebrews. It says, "Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." The word of God came, the promises of the Lord came. And yet it didn't do for everyone the same thing. It didn't bring the same victory, because there were some that heard the same gospel, but they didn't have faith. And they didn't believe. And because they didn't believe, they weren't able to be able to have victory in their hearts and their lives and experience the rest that Jesus Christ has for you. "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." Look, I know this morning that we have places in our lives that appear well put together. We have rooms in our lives that we are okay to present to the world, to those that are around us. But I also know that we also have rooms in our lives that are the picture of despair and hurt and trouble and failure and those things that seem to have a hold on our peace. And these are the things that the enemy would like to define us by. And they are the very things that the Lord would like to do something special for us in. I know sometimes we have places in our lives we'd like to put the sign out that says, "Do not disturb." We'd like nobody to have access to those troubled areas of our lives. We would like to keep them away from the Lord out of embarrassment, out of our great need, not wanting to come face to face with the issues that we have. But I bring you a message of hope today that those are the very rooms that Jesus Christ revels in going in and doing something about. The Scripture tells us that Jesus Christ did not come for the righteous. He came for the ungodly. Jesus Christ did not come for those that already had peace in their hearts. Jesus Christ came to help those that were experiencing an absence of peace. Jesus Christ came to help Christians, people that were doing everything they knew to do to live for Him, and yet had areas of need in their lives. That is why Jesus Christ came, to help us. He revels in going in those troubled areas of our lives, and He invites us to open those doors that He may do something special for us. Jesus told the thief on the cross, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." Those men that were troubled and their heads hung low on the road to Emmaus that day, the Lord came by their way, and by the time He got done, they said, "Didn't we feel our hearts burn within us?" He met the woman at the well that had so much trouble in her life, and He whispered, "I am the Messiah. I have living water that I would like to give you." And that Mary that was weeping tears from a broken heart heard the Master call her name. Do you want to hear the Lord call your name today? Is there an area in your heart and in your life that you would like the Lord to do something special with? The Lord invites us to open up all of the doors of all of the rooms that are in our life, that He might be able to come in and help us in a way that we have never been helped before. It is a sad and unnecessary story that we read about those that, I believe it was the Canaanites, that the Israelites allowed to live in the land. And they didn't push them out. And they left land unpossessed. They left victories on the table that God had for him. And it was so unnecessary. And this morning I want to encourage you with this, that the Lord has victories for us that sometimes we feel like are not available to us. And He does not want us to leave those victories unattained. But He wants us to be able to take part in the resurrected life, in all of the areas that we have. Jesus Christ said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." And He also reminded us that He already overcame the world and offers to live in us and do something special for us, knowing that the world is bigger than we are. Real life is that Christians have areas in our lives that we can be tempted to give up on. That's real life. Even as Christians, there can be places in our lives that we feel like we are different. We are unique. We have a unique set of circumstances that somehow the Lord isn't able to reach because sometimes we feel like we personally are not in the place that God can reach because of our problem.
Those are the very places that the Lord revels in helping us in. The Lord would like to take us and remold us and make something new and something special and something precious out of those areas of our lives that trouble us. And the enemy does everything that he can to try to cause us to just live with it and go through life not applying for the victory that the Lord has for us. We have a city of refuge today that we can run to. We can run to Jesus Christ, who is our refuge, who is alive. He is well. He calls us by name. He sees our needs. I believe Jesus Christ cries with us, not because he is unable to help us, because he cares about us and he joins with us in our grief and in our times where we recognize that we have such a great gulf between where we are and the peace that we would like to have. And the Lord cares. And he comes and he stretches out his hand for anybody that will uplift their hand, that he might reach down and lift us up and put us on solid ground. Let's be encouraged today that Jesus Christ rose and defeated death. And he brought us life that we otherwise would not be able to have. And he invites us with courage today to be able to also have a story of resurrected life in whatever area in your life that we have needs, that we would with courage lift up our heads and come before him with expectation that God loves us, he cares about us, he wants to see us through life successfully. He wants to help us across the finish line into heaven. He wants to lead us in green pastures. He wants to introduce us to still waters. He wants to anoint our head with oil in those troubled places of our lives. And he wants us to go through life with confidence, knowing that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and that indeed we too can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May God bless you with these thoughts this morning is my prayer. Amen.